Hello and welcome to the check-in on KBIA, our live daily forum for community connection and conversation over the airwaves. Thanks for checking in with us today. Remember back when we were all fascinated by the unfolding election year and presidential primaries? That might seem like a lifetime ago. The coronavirus broke out in the U.S. just in time for the Democratic presidential primary. At that time, around 40 people tested positive after Wisconsin's primary election, and states have been scrambling to find a better, safer way to vote. Amid everything else, this is still an election year. Voters in Boone County and throughout Missouri will make decisions on June 2nd and beyond, and there's that other little election coming up in November. Our guests today are the state's and Boone County's top election officials. We'll have Boone County Clerk Brianna Lennon. She's been leading a bipartisan effort on safer voting practices in Missouri. She's one of two election officials in the state who are pushing lawmakers to expand absentee voting during a state of emergency. And she's joining us today to talk about it. We'll also be talking with our state's top election official, Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, is joining us over the next few minutes. And you can join the discussion too. Are you thinking about how you're going to vote, whether you can do so safely? Maybe you're involved in voting efforts. What questions or comments do you have for our guests? First, let's check in with Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. Secretary Ashcroft, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I always love to support any of the parts of the University of Missouri-Rollins system.
Well, thank you for that. So let us know first, what initiatives are you working on right now to create safe voting in Missouri? I know you're doing a lot on this. What's going on?
You know, the first thing that we've been doing, and really this started before the presidential preference primary because we had concerns about it then. We've been working with the election authorities since really that time about what they need, how can we make the election go through smoothly. In the next 2 weeks, I think we're going to be providing masks to every election authority in the state. We're going to be providing hand sanitizer, posters, distancing dots. We have face shields that are being produced right now to make sure that those are that our election or poll workers are safe. We've also been working with our local election authorities who actually run elections. You're going to have Brianna on for Boone County. She actually runs elections in Boone County, about how we can make sure that not only do we have safe in person, but we have safe curbside voting. We have election authorities that are looking at doing drive-through voting. I've been reinforcing heavily that we don't want to do what Wisconsin did, where there was confusion about the election. They weren't going to put it off, then they were going to put it off, then they didn't. And in Milwaukee, I want to try to make sure I get these numbers right. They had, I believe, 180 polling locations normally, and they went down to 5. That's just not appropriate. We're treating this as a logistical exercise. That's what elections are, getting people the ballots and ballots to people and then tabulating those ballots correctly. And we're taking into account the data and the information and the advice that we're getting from the scientists on how we do that in an era of COVID-19. The people of the state will be allowed to vote safely.
All right. Getting voting to people and people to voting. Sounds like a plan that everyone can agree on. We've got the two county clerks, including Boone County's Brianna Lennon, but also Greene County's Shane Scholler, are calling for the state legislature to expand options for absentee voting. What's your stand on that, Secretary Ashcroft?
Well, the first thing I'd like to do is I'd like to commend them for calling on the legislature to make any changes they want. We've seen a lot of politicalization of the process and people calling on me to do things that I do not have the authority under the law for. And I would first and foremost just applaud them for understanding that there's a process and a right way to do things and that they are going through that method. I've been in contact with the clerks many times over the last several weeks. Probably a month ago, I specifically asked them, what are the potential legislative changes you would like to have? Let's cuss and discuss those and take those to the legislature. I was in meetings as recently as yesterday with leadership and other legislators and individuals on the election committee about potential changes that could be had with regard to the elections and how people receive ballots or how people return ballots. The legislature has been a little bit abnormal this year, but I think there is the possibility that we will see some relief come out of the legislature, but I don't want to jinx it.
Sure thing. Everything's been a little abnormal this year. So let me remind listeners, you're listening to our noontime check-in on KBIA. We're speaking right now with Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, our state's top election official, about voting during coronavirus. He's saying we want to get voting to people and people to voting. We're talking about how to do that safely right now. If you have questions or comments, Secretary Ashcroft, one thing that's come out with a Clerk's Linen and Shoulders initiative is that they're saying that a larger question, the election rules haven't changed very much in the last 30 years, and maybe there's some opportunities here to be more responsive to voters and looking at our rules. What's your take on that?
I think we should always be looking at whether or not what we're doing is the best thing we can be doing. I would suggest that any changes we make with regard to COVID, they should be time limited, and we should be very cautious about how large of a change we make. Whenever we're making changes in election law, I worry about the unintended consequences. Mm-hmm. And I think that if there is a focus on, and rightly so, our June, August, and November elections, if we're going to have a change, it probably ought to be limited to that or a little bit into next year so that there can be good debate, and then if we need to, we'll have time to come back next year in the legislature, and if we think we need to make a long-term change, but not a knee-jerk reaction. When you have an environment where conditions are changing so quickly, any large changes you make can prohibit you from being able to pivot when conditions change. And we want to make sure that we are preparing really for anything, and not tying ourselves down to one approach in case we realize down the road that because conditions have changed, that approach won't work. You know, when we've been looking at how we can prepare for these elections, we've been preparing as if the legislature will change nothing while we've still been working with the legislature, because we have to make sure that it will be safe for the people of the state to vote, and it will be.
All right. So, you're saying you'd like to see debate, but you'd like to also see a reasoned approach in a way that's going to work and is not perhaps too quick. Governor Parson has tweeted a while back that he feels like some of these initiatives are political and sort of partisan issues, he's suggesting. What do you think? Is this about politics?
I would say that with some people, it clearly is. Because some of these things are things that people have been pushing from a political agenda before COVID-19 was around. When you have elected officials that are telling me to violate the law and to just unilaterally say, no, this is what we're going to do now, as opposed to following the law, that's political. But I have to say that I believe that Brianna and Shane are really trying to take a deep dive into how our elections work and how they could work better. Brianna hasn't been on the job that long, but she has brought Boone County onto the statewide voter registration system that had not been done in over a decade. So I do applaud her for her willingness to jump in and make changes where she thinks things can be done better, and I appreciate that. So there are definitely people that are approaching this from a partisan standpoint, but I believe that you have people like Shane and Brianna that really, truly want to better serve their constituents.
Okay. Bipartisanship in this era seems like a very good idea. Secretary Ashcroft, we'd like to give you a chance to wrap up here, but we have a call coming in. If you've got a minute,
sure.
Let's take a
of
call
course.
Together. Okay. Thanks so much. Andrew, thanks for calling from Columbia. Did you have a question or comment for Secretary Ashcroft?
Yeah, I do have a question. So there have been calls on you to provide clarity about voters' rights to vote absentee, but as a recent lawsuit from the ACLU pointed out, those county clerks that we've been giving kind of leeway to figure this out have been providing different guidance to voters. So I was wondering, why did you file suit against an expedited resolution to that lawsuit that was going to provide a uniform answer for all Missouri voters?
Okay. Thanks for the question, Andrew. Secretary Ashcroft, yeah, I think he's raising that there's been a question about whether there needs to actually be changes in the rules, or do the rules already cover absentee ballots, and the ACLU has been involved in this trying to clarify. What is your take on that?
Yeah, and what he's speaking to is that the statute that allows people to use absentee ballots also has certain requirements. You have different excuses or reasons that have to pertain to you for you to be able to legally use an absentee ballot. And one of the reasons says, and I'm going to paraphrase this, I'm not exactly quoting it, I apologize for that, that if you cannot vote because of an illness or you're confined to an illness, or because you're confined to take care of someone that has an illness.
Yes.
And what I've done is I've looked at that, and the plain language of that law is if you have an illness, it's that if you are sick, not a fear of being sick. So what I have told local election officials is that I believe that unless the court has ruled otherwise, that we have to follow the plain letter of the law. You know, we have a system of checks and balances in this state. We have an executive, we have the legislative, and we have the judiciary. It is inappropriate for the Secretary of State to make law or the Secretary of State to act as a judge and say, no, this is what the law is because of some sort of judicial precedence or thing like that. It is my job to implement the law as it is. If the legislature wants to change that, I'm happy to work with them. If we get judicial rulings and say, this is how it's supposed to be interpreted because of this, this, and this, I will follow the law. But, you know, the same people that are asking me to just unilaterally change the law when they like it would not be very happy if I change it in areas where we disagreed. I can tell you that much for sure.
Okay. Secretary Ashcroft, thanks so much for your time. Anything to add that you'd like voters to keep in mind generally as this election year picks up?
Yeah, I would just remind individuals that voting is a right, but it's also a responsibility. It will be safe for them to participate. We won't be like Wisconsin. If they have any concerns, they can always call our office. They can call their local election officials who actually run elections. I can't really tell them what to do. But we need people to participate, to educate themselves, self-educate. Don't necessarily believe what I say or any other elected official or what you see on TV, but self-educate and participate because that's really what helps keep this state and this country so strong.
All right. Secretary Jay Ashcroft, thanks so much for joining us on the check-in today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Next, let's go to our topic of the day. We've been talking with Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft about voting safely in an election year. Lots of elections coming up. We've got June, August, and that little one in November that you might have heard about. We're going to be now talking with Brianna Linnan, Boone County Clerk, who, as Secretary Ashcroft said, she's running things here in Boone County. She's in charge. So let's take your questions and comments to Clerk Linnan today. Feel free to join us. Clerk Linnan, and thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, so you've just heard the discussion that we've had. Lots you're being discussed here and your initiative to bring to the legislature expanded absentee voting. Can you just give us a sense of what this effort is about and how it's come about?
Sure. So, I mean, local election authorities by nature are contingency planners. And so we've been working on this since before the March 10th election. We, as a clerk association, have a lot of discussions and we try to make sure that we're planning for all eventualities. But in the course of having those discussions, I think a lot of us have become really acutely aware of the limitations that we have in Missouri's election law. So as, you know, Shane and I in Greene County and Boone County, there's a lot of similarities between our two counties. We collaborate a lot to make sure that we're reaching all of the voters and making sure that we're looking at all the different ways that we can serve voters in a proactive way. And that's what I think the local election authorities are trying to do. So we as a clerks association have come up with initiatives and measures that we think will be beneficial to election law and to allow us to have as safe as an election as possible. And the biggest part of that initiative is the clarification or expansion of absentee voting in order to allow people to have clarity. We have voters that have confusion right now about whether absentee law applies to them right now. Different clerks are applying the law in different ways across the state. And so we're just asking for a way to be able to handle this year's election in a way that makes it clear for voters, protects our election judges, because our election judges are by and large in the high risk category population of voters that would be adversely affected by COVID-19, and making sure that we can handle all the absentee voting that's going on. I think there's wide recognition that mail-in voting is not an overnight change. It is a very large change, and any state that's moved to full mail-in voting has done it in increments and with very thoughtful, measured steps. And so we're just asking for a way to allow voters to apply for an absentee ballot in a clear way that makes the voters feel comfortable that they can ask and not feel like they are potentially violating a law or just unclear about what current law is.
All right. Let me just remind people that you're listening to The Check-In on KBIA. We're talking about absentee voting with Boone County Clerk Brianna Lennon and other possible statewide precautions for elections during a pandemic. Are you figuring out how to cast your vote this year? Do you have a question or comment for Brianna Lennon? Perhaps you're involved in Get Out the Vote efforts and other political, local political movements. Brianna, if you don't mind, we have a call coming in actually from Lee Wilkins, a familiar name to us. She's calling from Columbia and also KBIA. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Hi, Janet. Thanks for taking the call. So this question, I hope, is going to bridge a little bit of what Secretary Ashcroft said and what Ms. Lennon is talking about. So I'm incredibly old. I'm 70. My doctor says that the best way for me to remain healthy is to stay home, and I've been succeeding at doing that. The last time I voted absentee in Boone County, and it's been several years, I actually had to physically go into the county clerk's office, request a ballot, and give the reason, which in that case I was going to be out of town. I'm now at a place where my doctor is advising me not to go into the county clerk's office, which means I can't request an absentee ballot. Which means essentially, I feel almost as if this is sort of I either have to choose between following my doctor's instructions about remaining healthy, which I would very much like to do, or exercising the franchise. And I don't like where that puts me. So I'm just curious as to how Ms. Lennon is thinking about handling this going forward. I'm sure I'm not the only person in Boone County who's in this kind of a predicament.
Okay. Thank you so much, Lee, for calling in with that question. And I think actually doing this program was one of your ideas and brainstorms, so we appreciate that as well. Brianna, how do you answer to someone like Lee having to balance between health and voting? What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. So that is a question we get a lot, and it's exactly what is driving our push to try to get some clarity in the law.
Yes.
From my perspective and Boone County's perspective, the first thing to know is you can apply for an absentee ballot online or by mail. You do not have to come into the office. I'm encouraging people to do so by mail or online, okay, because that way people don't have to worry about coming into the office. The application itself requires you to choose a reason. So the CDC is actually recommending for states and local election authorities to use as much of their mail-in voting as possible. And the CDC recommendations of staying home, staying confined, voters can look at the options that are available on the absentee application, one of those being, as Secretary Ashcroft mentioned earlier, confinement or incapacity due to illness or injury. If they feel like that applies, which the CDC recommendations tend to lean itself towards, that can be an option that is selected. It's also important to know that that is the only option on the absentee voting application that does not require you to have your ballot notarized. So you get your ballot mailed to you, and you can just mail it back. You do not have to go outside of your house and go get a notary. You can do that. The other thing that we are doing, and we did this for the March 10th election too, when we send out our sample ballots, which will be happening in the next couple of weeks, that tell you where your polling place assignment is and what your ballot that you're going to see when you vote says, there will also be an absentee ballot application included on the instruction forms that people can either scan in and email to us, or go online and request it using our online form, or you can mail it back to us.
All right, Brianna Lennon, we have a caller coming in as well. Thank you for that clarification on Lee's question. Let's hear now from Judy calling from Columbia. Judy, how are you doing today?
I'm not too bad, thanks.
Good. Thank you for calling. What did you have a question or a comment for us?
Yes, I could make it into the ballot box very easily, and I've voted all my life, but I am 80 years old and I have COPD, and I'm afraid of catching the virus because I'm at high risk for it. Okay. It's not that I can't personally go in.
Sure.
It's that I'm afraid to come in.
Sure. That sounds like exactly what this kind of proposal that Brianna Lennon and Shane Scholler have put together. Sounds like it's just for people like you. But Brianna, let's go to you. And can you answer Judy's question? Thanks so much for calling, Judy. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for that question as well. I think that that also illustrates that the current law does cause confusion among voters. Again, I would encourage you to look into applying for an absentee ballot and looking at that excuse of confinement or incapacity due to illness or injury. Importantly, too, there are a number of legal scholars that have been looking at this issue as well, in addition to the lawsuit that I think a previous caller had mentioned. There is a legal memo that has been signed by about 80 different attorneys that the illness or injury excuse does apply to this situation because it is in line with CDC recommendations. That's one of the other reasons that I'm encouraging people to apply, just to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to vote.
Okay, great. Judy, does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Please take care and call us again. Thanks so much for getting in touch.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Brianna, Judy also, you know, what she raises too and what you're talking about here makes me wonder, you know, as Secretary Ashcroft said, you have a lot of jurisdiction here in Boone County. You're running elections here. Are you able to expand absentee voting here in Boone County at your discretion? Do you have the authority to do that?
The authority to change the way that absentee voting is done, like to add in more mail voting or things like that?
Well, or I guess I'm wondering, like, what are you able to go ahead and do that doesn't require any legislative changes? It sounds like you're already encouraging people to go ahead and apply for absentee voting and get in touch online and do those things. I'm just wondering what sort of leeway you have for increasing absentee voting here already.
So it's up to my discretion of how I interpret the law in Boone County. And that is something that really hasn't changed for all of absentee voting, regardless of whether we were in a pandemic or not. Mm-hmm. People will come in and ask if they could vote. And if it was just for an issue of convenience, you'd have to look at the excuses on the absentee form and just saying, you know, I just don't want to go to my poll on election day. I really don't have a reason. There's nothing stopping me. Then there's no real excuse that applies to that. Okay. In this situation, because we are in a pandemic, I think it's clear that, you know, we are all confined. If we're abiding by CDC recommendations, we're abiding by local health authorities' recommendations to stay at home and not go out and be confined by an illness. Then that is something that I think voters can take into account. But again, not every local election authority has interpreted the law in the same way, which is one of the reasons why we're asking for clarity in the law, because we want every voter in Missouri to be able to take advantage of absentee voting.
Okay, great. Brianna, let's take another call from Marilyn. Marilyn, thanks for calling and checking in with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I work with the League of Women Voters, and in the state and across the nation, we recognize that the most important thing is that all citizens have the access and the ability to vote. And obviously, this COVID-19 crisis has galvanized us, but for years we've tried to expand the ability of people to vote, make it easier for people to vote. Some states literally have virtually all by mail. ballots. Missouri is quite backward, if I may use that word, in how we handle elections. This needing an excuse to vote kind of clarifies that. One of the things that we are doing, the State League of Women Voters, because there isn't actual clarification on how the local election authorities can act on this, on recognizing the excuse for an absentee ballot, the league, along with the NAACP and some individuals, have brought a lawsuit to gain clarification on that issue.
Okay, great. Thanks, Marilyn. Anything else to add on that, Marilyn? Thanks so much for letting us know about that.
Yeah, well, it'll go to court, and I was glad to hear the Secretary of State say that he can't make law. I don't mean that. No, I mean that is recognizing his authority and how much he can do. So this might help, certainly in the meantime, to provide clarity around the state for people to be able to use an absentee ballot.
Okay, thanks so much, Marilyn. I appreciate that. Thanks for calling
Thank
us. Brianna, do you have any comments or reactions to what Marilyn is talking about, that clarity about what it takes to be able to vote absentee and the expansion for what it takes that you're working on right now? And also what she mentioned that Secretary Ashcroft said. Any responses to what he was saying about just wanting to leave it up to debate and for the legislature to decide?
Sure. So we are, she also mentioned that we're in a small group of states, and that's true. We're only one of nine states that does not have either no excuse absentee voting or any form of early voting. So we really are limited in our options that we can offer to voters, which is really unfortunate when these kinds of situations like a pandemic occur. And we as local election authorities feel like our hands are tied to be able to get ballots to voters in a way that works for them and so that they can vote securely and safely. So that's one of the reasons why we tried to put together kind of this package for the legislature to look at. Other states have been doing this for years, and there is a really rich amount of research and best practices of how we can make voting more accessible to people, more secure, make it a better experience for voters, and allowing them to vote absentee is a primary way in order to allow that to happen. So that's why we're focused on the legislature and trying to make sure that that's happening. And it's really happening all over. Saline County, just their commission just wrote a letter because they're a hot spot in the state of COVID-19, trying to encourage support for expansion of absentee, the ability for voters to send in mailed ballots. It's really, I think, a bipartisan administrative issue, and that's what we're hoping to see happen.
All right. Those are great last words, Brianna Lennon, our Boone County clerk and a high election official for our county. Thank you so much for joining us. We need to have you back so that we can continue this conversation. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that's it for the check-in today. Thank you for checking in with us. The check-in is produced by Christopher Husted and me, with KBIA News Director Ryan Familiner, Zia Kelly, Madison Conti, and Hannah France. We want to know where you're at. It's a voicemail. You can call us at 877-532-0971. You can also get that number at kbia.org. Sorry if we couldn't get to your call today. Thanks to those of you who called in. We will be back same place, same time tomorrow, where you can check in with us then. I'm Janet Saidi. Stay well and stay in touch.